Love at the Bowery Bar, Part 3. Barclay, 25, was an artist. Barclay and my friend Carrie had been seeing each other for 8 days, which meant that they would go places and kiss and look into each other's eyes, and it was sweet. With all the 35-year-olds we knew up to their cuffs in polished cynicism, Carrie had thought she might try dating a younger man, one who had not been in New York long enough to become calcified. Barclay told Carrie he was a romantic because I feel it. And he also told Carrie he wanted to adapt Parker's novel into a screenplay. Carrie had offered to introduce them, and that's why Barclay was there at the Bowery Bar that night. But when Barclay showed up, he and Carrie looked at each other and felt nothing. Perhaps because he had sensed the inevitable, Barclay had brought along a date, a strange young girl with glitter on her face. Nevertheless, when Barclay sat down, he said, "I totally believe in love. I would be so depressed if I didn't believe in it. People are halves. Love makes everything have more meaning." "Then somebody takes it away from you and you're fucked," Skipper said.
"But you make your own space," said Barclay.
Skipper offered his goals: to live in Montana with a satellite dish, a fax machine, and a Range Rover. "So you're safe," he said.
"Maybe what you want is wrong," said Parker.
"Maybe what you want makes you uncomfortable."
"I want beauty. I want to be with a beautiful woman. I can't help it," Barclay said. "That's why a lot of the girls I end up going out with are stupid." Skipper and Barclay took out their cellular phones.
"Your phone's too big," said Barclay.
Later, Carrie and Barclay went to the tunnel and looked at all the pretty young people and smoked cigarettes and scarfed drinks. Barclay took off with the girl with glitter on her face, and Carrie went around with Barclay's best friend, Jack. They danced, and then they slid around in the snow like crazy people trying to find a cab. Carrie couldn't even look at her watch. Barclay called her the next afternoon.
"What's up, dude?" he said.
"I don't know. You called me."
"I told you I didn't want a girlfriend. You set yourself up. You knew what I was like."
"Oh, yeah, right," Carrie wanted to say. "I knew that you were a shallow two-bit womanizer, and that's why I wanted to go out with you." But she didn't.
"I didn't sleep with her. I didn't even kiss her," Barclay said.